which is on the heels of, believe it or not, it's after Kabbalah Torah already. And we should all, I spent a lot of time over Shabbos thinking about this point, about whether Shavuos was just another holiday, where I'm sure that on Shavuos night everybody ate good food. Was it just another holiday that came and went? Or was Kabbalah Torah a real... revolution in our lives that we accepted Torah again and took on a number of new things. This week's Parsha Baloscha starts Daber el Aaron v'Amarta Elav. So throughout rabbinic literature, they always comment on the difference between the word Daber and Amor or Omer, and they say that Daber is a harsh language and Omer is a softer language. So in this week's parsha, we see Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber el Aharon v'Amarta Elav. So what happens in a case where we have both? What happens in a case when it's Daber et, well, God went schizo a little bit, you know, soft and hard at the same time? Like what was really going on? So last year I was wondering, Rav Jake named this kid Nachshon. We read in the past few parshios and this week also about Nachshon ben Aminadav. And we know Nachshon ben Aminadav is a hero. He was the guy who jumped into the Yamsuf before Kriyas Yamsuf. But what is the name? What's the name Nachshon? I mean, it's not like such. It doesn't seem to me to be like such a, you know. If you look at all the names of the Nesim, so you can talk to Rav Uri about it, or you can consult with Elisha. He has a lot to say about prince names. And like you have, if anybody has a pshat on why the person's name is Achi Ra, which also doesn't seem like it's such a powerful name. But we never hear about Achi Ra ben Inan. He's like all the way towards the bottom of the list. Nachshon ben Aminadav we hear about a lot. Why would somebody who would be a hero, why would his name be Nachshon? Nachash is a snake. Snake is not a positive. What was Aminadav thinking? What was the parents thinking? Like a snake is not a positive, it's not a positive metaphor in Judaism. A snake is the reason why we have death in the world. The snake is usually associated with Yetzirah. The snake lost all its legs, slithers on the ground. Like, why call him Nachshon? And also, what happens when we have a vav and a nun at the end of a word? It's Nachash vav nun. Like, so what is that? So there's a literary Dvar Torah. I think it might be the Radak. The pasuk says Ki Ishon Eino. And it translates Ishon as, some people translate Ishon as dark, and some people translate Ishon as pupil. How do they get Ishon means pupil? Because Vav Nun, they say, I went to MTA, so I don't know Hebrew so well, although I did well in the region. You could put two and two together and then have that happen. Vav and Nun at the end of a word means smaller. For example, a misrad in Hebrew is an office. A misradon is a little office. Mitbach is a kitchen. I'm showing off now. Mitbachon is a smaller version of a kitchen. So they say this is a great Dvar Torah in and of itself. But they say that Ishon, the reason why Ishon means, really Ishon does mean dark. But the way that we know that Ishon means pupil is because it means ish, vav nun, a small man. Because when you look at, if you, let's say, and we all should do this, even though it's not so common anymore, because we're in the age of IMing and G-chatting and Facebooking, and we never have to look anybody in the face. But if we do look somebody in the face when we speak to them, so if you look in the pupil of their eye, so you'll see that you're a miniature version of what you really are. So people want to say that if you want to have good ben adam l'chaveiro, so the starting point is you have to realize that when somebody else is looking at you, you know, you're not necessarily so significant from his perspective, and it's very humbling that in his eye, literally, we're a small person. So Rav Avram Shor and Halakha Halibov wants to write the same thing with Nachshon, is that Nachshon means it's small snake, but it also means belittling the snake. The Gemara Baba Kama tells us that when a snake bites. So there's two things that happen that are either hurtful, harmful, or dangerous. Number one, the bite itself hurts. But what's worse after the bite is that the venom goes into the body only after the bite. You might think like, oh, I got a bite, that was bad. No, the real bad is about to happen. So when it comes to the snake being the Yetzer Hara, tries to get us to do bad things. But what the Yetzer Hara is really trying to do, besides just getting us to do bad things, is to get us into the rut of, I'm doing this bad thing, forget about it. I'm never going to overcome. I'm never going to achieve. I'm never going to be a better Eved Hashem. The Yetzer Hara has got me wrapped around his little finger, and I'm never going to be able to conquer them. Comes Nachshon and says, no, don't be like that. Don't give up hope. Because imagine, whatever feeling that we would have of wanting to give up, so imagine if you're a B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar just out of Mitzrayim, and you're looking at on the one hand, you're looking at the sea. On the other hand, you're looking at the Egyptians charging. You just busted out of their land after being slaves for 210 years, and they're coming after you because they want you to come back. And you don't have a confident mentality. So imagine the sense of hopelessness in that moment. And comes Nachshon and he says, "Well, not hopelessness. What are you talking about? We believe in God. God can do anything." Jumps into the sea, up to his knees, up to his shoulders. He doesn't like go swimming out. He's like, no, this is going to work. God says it's going to work. It's going to work. And then boom, like the water's up to his neck. He could have been like, shoot, maybe that was a stupid move. Maybe I was a little bit too rash. Maybe I shouldn't. But he's the anti-giving up hope. Just when you want to give up hope, jump right in, anything could happen. The snake bites. We do a sin. The snake bites. But what's worse than the bite is the venom. What's worse than the sin is if we get into that mentality of, oh, forget it, I'm not gonna be able to survive. It happens like when you're dealing with girls, right? So you come out of Shanaf, you're all fired up. I'm gonna be Shomer again. And then with the first pretty one that comes down the way, so we're like, oh, forget it. And we sin once. We're like, forget it, I'm never gonna survive. No, comes an option that says no. Turn it around. There's no such thing as I'm never going to survive. There's no such thing as I'm giving up. There's no such thing as I'm giving up hope. Or let's say we're in June. And we're home. And we're like, we're all fired up. Okay, we're all fired up. Now I'm gonna be able to learn. And then we get home in the first day and we're all tired, we're jet lagged, and we go to sleep. And then we wake up and it's like 7 o'clock at night. And we're like, whoa, I just missed the whole day. We're all groggy. Maybe I can't go to Minchamar. Yeah. And then after we went for 2-3 days and we're like, whoa, I'm not on the same level that I was at in yeshiva. So comes the snake and says, yeah, forget about it. That was good for yeshiva, and you're not coming back, shut about, so forget it. Just continue life in America. It's good. Life in America, it's good. So comes Nachshon and says, no, not good. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Minimize the snake. And even when you think that there's no chance that we're going to do it, so at that point specifically, so that's what we should dig down and be like, no, I could. Don't let an obstacle or a bump in the road. Don't let that throw everything. That's the message. That's the message of Nachshon. So I saw yesterday in one of these svarim, Mayan Hashavua. He says the reason why it says Daber al Aaron v'amarte elav, because there's something really a very famous medrash that Aaron saw that Shevet Levi, not Aaron and not Shevet Levi, brought karbanos to the Chanukas of the Mizbeach. Yesterday, for all of us who were, I'm sure it's everybody here, if you're in thoughts, then for sure you were in shul yesterday. So when you heard, when reading through the Nesim over and over again, the same thing over and over again. And Aaron looked and says, yeah, over and over again, but there was no Levi. Right? There was no Shevet Levi, I didn't bring any karbanos, there was no Chanukas on Mizbeach. So Aaron went to Hashem and said, Hashem, well, what's going on over here, Hashem? How come we couldn't do anything? And Hashem said, don't worry, Aaron, you're going to light the menorah. So the Mayan HaShavua wanted to say, he quoted some Sephardic interpretation. He says, Daber al Aaron. At first Hashem was upset at Aaron. Because Hashem said, Aaron, if you saw the Chanukas HaMizbeach going on and everybody was bringing karbanos, so why were you sitting there on the side crying? Why didn't you get in there and bring a karban? So at first it was Daber al Aaron. Hashem was upset that Aaron, don't sit on the side and talk about, oh yeah, I should really go to Minyan, I should really learn, and I should really do a chesed, and I should really keep Shabbos better, and I should... Don't sit on the side and talk about it. Get in there and do it. But then afterwards, when Hashem saw that Aaron was hurt by it, and that Aaron didn't get distracted, okay, he missed an opportunity. He fumbled the ball by Chanukah Samizbeah. But he didn't let that depress him. He didn't let them throw him. He didn't let that mess him up. He said, "No, God, I want something." And later on in the parasha, same thing with Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni. It wasn't like, "Oh, we missed Pesach Rishon. Oh, what are we going to do? Too bad." No, Hashem, we want something. We missed the opportunity. We want it. So that was V'amarta Elav. That when Hashem saw how badly he wanted it, yes, he messed up. Maybe Aaron fumbled the ball. Maybe he missed an opportunity. But even in spite of the missed opportunity, he went and he grabbed the bull by the horns and said, "Okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do now?" We have 10 days left to yeshiva. So, on the one hand, and I know that there's a big sentiment about it, you can look around the room and see all the fools who think like this, that, you know, there's a sentiment that's, "All right, listen, I spent September, October, November, December, we're 9 months in yeshiva, and I didn't get Gemara up till now, I'm not going to get it. I didn't learn extra, I didn't stay at night. By the way, there are a lot of good things happening here at night, it doesn't just have to be guys from my shir. Good things happening late at night here. There are things happening during the break here, and it's only 10 days. How much of our life is this really? Is this really requiring? There were guys here. I walked in. It was like 8:47, and there were guys here learning. Two guys. Why two guys? Because 9 months, Rabbi. I didn't learn extra for 9 months. So why should I start now? My minyan, I've been coming late to minyan for 9 months. Why should I start coming on time? Why should I start coming on time now? When all those guys in the Manachai are up there in the Merkaz doing that thing, I haven't done that for 9 months. What, 1 week is going to make a difference? Why should I start doing that? Now, why should I start doing that? Forget it. That's not me. It's not who I am. I don't learn extra. I don't daven well. I haven't davened with Kavanah for 9 months. You think all of a sudden now I'm going to wake up now? During Seder, during Chavrusa time, I haven't learned Chavrusa time in 9 months. Or I learned an hour out of the two. For 9 months I've done this. Why do you think something's going to change now? Something's going to change now because Nachshon. Something's going to change now because this week's parsha, Bahaluscha, is that even when we think that we can't do it, and even when we spent a lot of time not doing, so what? Life is over now all of a sudden? Because we defined our Shana Aleph of 9 months in a certain way, so now the rest of my life has to be defined in that way? That's not a human thought. A human thought is the sun comes up in a different place at a different time every day because we are different people. God didn't like arbitrarily say like, "Oh, it'll be cool. I have this cool thing. Let's have the sun. Let's have the world rotate and say, it's cool. The world will rotate. Nobody will realize it. And while the world's rotating, so that means that the sun comes up in a different place in the world every day, and it comes up at a different time every day. It's cool. That's the way I want it to be." No, there's a message. The message is every day is new. 9 months, it's over. We're never going to get it back. But today is different, and tomorrow is going to be different. And no matter what I've done up till now, so Nachshon says, let's minimize the yish. Let's minimize the hopelessness. Let's minimize that I can't do anything about it and say, "No, we have 10 days left. There's a lot that we could do. And the answer that Aaron HaKohen told us in his parsha is that when we drop the ball, the question that we ask is, what could I do to be closer to Hashem? Hashem, I missed out an opportunity of an avoda, but what could I do now? What could I do now in order to get that opportunity? And those are thoughts that we should focus on, get a running start. Don't come next Monday and Tuesday and be like, "Oh shoot, how am I going to survive in America?" It's not too late. We have 10 days left. It's not too late. I'm giving this week specifically and not next week, because next week's not too late for your life, but next week might be already too late for the year. We have a full week of yeshiva this week. Figure out what is it, how do I want to define my life? What do I need to work on this week? Spend the extra time, sprint to the end. Spend the extra time late at night, on time to minyan, kavana, chesed, figuring out where do I stand vis-a-vis God, and that might make this the most important week in the rest of our lives. That Hashem should give us the clarity to know what exactly we need to focus on so that we can make this week significant. Amen.